So Shinran, I became interested in him a few years before my crisis, actually. I was developing the Order Study course, and I was trying to find texts from our refuge tree, the teachers of our refuge tree, and I read Shinran. And I found him fascinating but perplexing. And I wondered, was he really a Buddhist? I wondered that because he kind of turned everything upside down. It was very timely for me to come across Shinran because it came at a time during a period when I was feeling intensely humiliated and feeling that my years of practice had actually got me nowhere. Now, you can't really talk about Shinran without at least mentioning Honen, his teacher. And Honen was a profound influence on Shinran. Shinran never really considered himself to be an independent teacher. He always considered himself a disciple, firstly of Amitabha, and sort of more in the down-to-earth way of Honen. Honen was his teacher. Both lived in Japan during the Kamakura period of 12th to 13th century. So Honen first, he lived in a Tendai monastery practicing the Dharma, and after 20 years he gave up in despair because he felt that he wasn't getting anywhere. I'm just going to quote you something from him. This is, I'm afraid, my favourite of all quotes of all teachers from the past. Having a deep desire to obtain salvation, and with faith in the teachings of the various scriptures, I practice many forms of self-discipline. There are indeed many doctrines in Buddhism, but they all may be summed up in the three learnings, namely the precepts, meditation, and knowledge. As practiced by the adherents of the lesser and greater vehicles, and the exoteric and esoteric sects. But the fact is that I do not keep even one of the precepts, nor do I attain to any one of the forms of meditation. Alas, what shall I do? What shall I do? The likes of us are incompetent to practice the three disciplines of the precepts, meditation, and knowledge. So whenever I read that, I feel a warm glow. Kindred spirit. So he was in some despair, and he ended up sitting in the monastery library, which is an extensive library, and read the whole contents three times in a way to try to find a way out of his problem. On the third time, he came across a quote by the Japanese Pure Land teacher Genshin, who was in turn quoting the Chinese Pure Land teacher Shan Dao, and he was writing about other power. And when he read that, that was the end of his quest. He converted to the Pure Land path. And what that means is he converted from the path of self-power to the path of other power. And he started the first ever Pure Land school. Pure Land Buddhism had been around for a long time in China and Japan, but it had never been a separate school. So he was the first founder of the first separate Pure Land school called Jodo Shin. So Shinran, just a few years younger than Honen, had a very similar experience. He also lived in a Tendai monastery, practiced for 20 years, gave up in despair. Heard of Honen, converted to Jodo Shin, the Pure Land school, became Honen's disciple. Later on, Honen was banished by the emperor, I won't tell you why, I haven't got time, and most of his main disciples were banished also. Two of them were actually sentenced to death. Shinran was banished to a far part of Japan on the coast, remote village on the coast. And he was stripped of his monk's status. Lived with fishermen, got married, had children, became quite well known as a teacher in his own time, but always claimed that he was not a teacher. Always claimed that he was merely Honen's disciple. However, he did actually develop Honen's teachings and became a very original thinker and teacher.